Among all the mellows, which do you consider the best? Raghupati Upadhyaya replied, the mellow of conjugal love is supermost. Prabhu kahi bhalatata shikhai lamore. Eta bole shloka pade gadgada sware. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, you have certainly given first-class conclusions. After saying this, he began to recite the full verse with a faltering voice. Shyamameva param rupam. Puri madhu puri bara vaya kai sharakam heyam adya eva pararasa shyamam eva param rupam puri madhu puri vaya kai sharakam heyam adya eva pararasa shyamam eva param rupam puri madhu puri bara vaikaisha kaisharakam dheyam adya eva pararasa.
Certainly.
Param.
Supreme.
Rupam. Form. Puri. The place. Madhu Puri. Matura. Bara. Best. Baya. The age. Tejurakam. Fresh youth. Yayam. Always to be meditated on. Adya. The original transcendental mellow or conjugal love. Eva. Certainly. Para. The supreme. Rasa. The mellow.
Noah.
Translation. The form of Shyamasundara is the supreme form. The city of Mathura is the supreme abode. Lord Krishna's fresh youth should always be meditated upon, and the mellow of conjugal love is the supreme mellow. This verse is found in the Padyavali 82. That's the purport. 107. Prema veshe prabhu tare koila lingam. Prema mata hayate ho kare naratana. Prema veshe prabhu tare koila lingam. Prema matta hiyate ho karnatana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Raghupati Upadhyaya in ecstatic love. Raghupati Upadhyaya also was overwhelmed by love and he began to dance. 108. Deke balaba bhatta mani chamatkara hoy lao. Dui putra ani prabhu racharane parila. Balabha Bhattacharya was struck with wonder. Chamakkara hoya. To see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghupati Upadhyaya dance, he even brought forward his two sons and made them fall down at the Lord's lotus feet. Purport. The two sons of Balabha Bhattacharya were Gopinath and Vitaleshwara. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Prayag in the year, it says Shikabda, 1434 or 1435, Vitaleshwara was not yet born. In this regard, one should see Madhya, 1847. That's the purport. So this is the two sons. In that purport, it says that he wasn't born. And in such and such year, one of them was 10 and one of them was 15. So Vitaleshwara was the young one. He would have been 10 at a different time. But if you calculate that Bhaktisiddhanta gives the purport, that actually wouldn't have been born at the time of this. So he's historically, he's just adjusting. Well, that's the whole purport. And blah, blah, blah. Actually, Vitaleshwara, as the son of Balabha Bhattacharya. Balabha Bhattacharya is worshipped as Mahaprabhu also sometimes. They're saying in his followers, they call him. So he's very highly esteemed. They don't like competition. They think that he's Mahaprabhu. Although, when we read further in the Anchalila, we find that Balabha Bhattacharya felt like a duck among swans when he was in the even he got chastised, we're hearing about that so many times, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was asking about religious principles, that the wife doesn't call the husband by his name. Why are you chanting Hare Krishna? He was just making some, not joke, but he was thinking he was very intelligent. But Mahaprabhu said, but the Swami or the husband, he may tell the wife to chant his name, that's okay, because he's still the husband, he can do that. And then he said, someone who does not accept the Swami, Swami means husband, it also means Sridhar Swami, because he had said, he was a little puffed up, Balabha Bhattacharya, and he said he had written a more superior commentary, or updated commentary, than Sridhar Swami. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts Sridhar Swami as the original commentator. Therefore, he said, someone who doesn't accept the Swami, then I accept them. Beishira Goain, as a prostitute. So, then devotees were very satisfied. You can well imagine Balabha Bhattacharya acting a little bit See, now, previously he was given great respect here in Prayag. And so later on when he came there, it is said one doesn't start a fight in the vicinity of the swamp with the crocodile. There's many crocodiles there, so you don't start the fight with them. So anyway, he was put in his place, as we say. So that's the story on Vitaleshwar and his Balabhavakacharya. So the main point here is Chamameva Param Rupam. This verse is from Padyavali. I don't know if that's the ultimate source of it, but here it's given as Padyavali. We heard that recently, many times. This is a shloka. Last week, I think, Pandari Vijayanidhi mentioned it. It's a shloka book that Rupa Goswami has compiled. Some of them are his own shlokas, and some of them are other shlokas. Some of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shlokas are in there also. Chaitra Dharpanam Arjunam, like that. Kaudyananam Nidanam Kalimalamatanam Pavanam Pavanam. Very wonderful shlokas are there. There's several chapters, one holy name and others like that. So this is one of the shlokas. Shyam. So, young Shyama Sundarama Chintaguna Swarupam, Lord Brahma is certified that the ultimate form of Krishna, he has this form of Shyama Sundar, and he's very, he's youthful, Kaishorakam. In the 10th canto, after Krishna and Balaram had killed the wrestlers and Krishna took care of Kamsa, in the wrestling arena, then the ladies there were very upset because they said, look, he's just simply a Poganda boy. He's just, they're small boys. They're not even 10 years old, like that. But later, after killing Kamsa, when Krishna Balaram, they went to offer respects and embraces and loving exchange because they had not been with Vasudeva and Devaki for so long. They were lamenting, saying that, oh, we're so sorry that they were sitting on lap, although they were big, because they developed very quickly, although they say that these ladies are saying they're little boy like Poganda boys, but they're actually Kaishora, as mentioned here, which goes up to 15 years. After that, described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that Yovanam, Nava Yovanam, a Yovanam is youthful also, but he can be a little older, right? Sometimes Prabhupada says 20 years old. Okay. You keep it okay for the... Okay. Sometimes Prabhupada would say that Krishna never appears more than 20, or sometimes he even says 24. So sometimes 24-year-old guys look young, sometimes 16-year-olds look older. But Krishna Balaram, they advance very quickly. When they're like 3.5, then they appear to like 5 or 6, like that. So when they came to see Vasudeva and Devaki, they said that we are so sorry that you could not enjoy our pastime of Balye and Poganda and Kaishura. Like, they had finished their pastime, but actually they were only like 11 and a half or something. They had not really finished their, if you can compare them to ordinary boys, Komaram, Komaram. So even as if they're, because this Kaishura time, even before that, Krishna has his conjugal ras, but his eternal ras, Yam Shama Sundama Chintaguna Rupa, he has this pastimes with the gopis and Radharani. Which here, the final verse, Adya Eva Paro Rasam, certainly this rasa, Ujjvala Rasam, Sabhakti Sriyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes himself to enjoy this Ujjvala Rasam. Sometimes he acts as a boy also. Nija Nija Bhave Kori Shreshta Kori Mani. It is said, Nija Nija means whatever the devotees have some rasa with Krishna, they consider themselves very satisfied. They're not lamenting or anyway, that thinking that seva sukha asvadani, Krishna seva, Krishna is enjoying also with them. But also it is upama. Upama means that the highest ras. And vichakara is that, that, again, that verse, that hoite, tatashta hoite, from the impartial view, Kaviraj Goswami says, adhika madhuri ras. Madhuri, what is it? Right. Yatotara, what is it? How is it? If one after another, there's higher ras. So Kaviraj Goswami compares that to Bhumirapo Nalo Vayu Kamanabhu. There's different elements. And when the last element of earth, it includes all the other elements. So similarly, or you take sugar cane, the analogy is given there. The, you have this sugar cane stalk, and then it becomes ground up into the rasa. We used to ground the rasa that, I don't know if they still do in Mayapur. And then it turns to gore, and then it gets more condensed till it becomes like just rock candy, sugar candy, the white candy that people give you for prasad sometimes in the temple. Many temples will give you this. So that's refined candy. So the this madhuri ras, shingara ras, paro ras, ujvala ras, this is the this is what Mahaprabhu comes. And you won't find that anywhere but in this Madhupuri, especially not even so much. You can find it in, I guess, Mathura. But the highest form is in Braj, Braj Ras. So therefore, when Rupa Goswami was introducing his plays, Vidagdha Madhava and like that, to the devotees, he was a little shy also. But Ramananda Roy was so expert in this. They had so many books. What are they called? Like how to prepare plays with, in Sanskrit has to be exactly done. There are different options, but one has to have a very high knowledge. So Ramananda Roy was a super top expert. So he said, let me just ask you something. Because Rupa Goswami was kind of new. He just showed up there. He was traveling, he had a dream that, you know, that Satyabhama told him to prepare two plays. You know, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, you leave him there, and you can, but he figured out how to bring them both together. These are very high plays. In fact, Ramananda Roy said, these are not plays at all. This is the highest, ultimate realization of poetry. So they did, so when he asked him to give his introductory shloka, then Rupa Goswami was hesitating a little bit, but finally he read it. He read it or Ramananda read it? He read it. Anarpita chiri, and we find that verse in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is one of the Pratibhas Mangalacharan shloka for Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anarpita chiri chirat kurunavat kriyana kalau. That samarpaita unatojvara samsabhakti suryam. That Mahaprabhu has come after a long time, probably at least a day of Brahma, or more. And he has come in this mood to, he's giving Charibhav, and he's causing the whole Tribhuvan, Nachaimo Tribhuvan, whole world to dance in these four bhavas, but especially he's giving this Udras Ras. And he's worshipping Krishna in the mood of Radharani. And so we get so many verses, especially in the Madhya 8, in the conversation with Ramananda Roy. Mahaprabhu is asking him so many questions, and he's giving answers all the way from Purushena Parab, the Varnashrama, Charavata. Always rejected, rejected. Gradually, Mahaprabhu began to accept his slokas. Namanta Eva. That one has to Gyane Prayasam. First thing, Gyane Prayasam. Give up all your speculation. Not transcendental knowledge, but especially don't, this is Brahma's prayer. And also Brahma, in his very first prayer, he talks about this, Babra, the cloud color of Krishna, which is also a sham color, the very first verse. So he's seeing that. And even in the beginning, in second canto, Shama Datta, this sham color is described, even in Vaikuntha, this very ecstatic color. When Radharani sees this cloud, even when Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani, sees the cloud, he also faints. He's in the mood of separation. And so Rupa Goswami, being questioned further by Ramananda, especially Ramananda Roy, he's asking him, so tell us how this begins. What is the setting of your play? He said, well, the only setting, proper setting, Rupa Goswami said, is Braj in the Vrindavan, where you can feel the transcendental breeze. He gave so many nice verses that are quoted by Kaviraj Goswami. Many of us will never get to read, or we don't get a chance to read these transcendental literatures, or they're very difficult to read. You have to see what is the Sanskrit. And so, but Kaviraj Goswami, Prabhupada has explained in these very important verses again. Vrindavanam divilataparitam latashta pushpaspuritagabhad. The setting of Braj Vrindavan, which is the topmost part of Marupuri. He's saying there that these Vrindavanam divilataparitam, the transcendental vines and the bees are humming there. Divilata latashta pushpaspuritagabhadash putani. Jasmita Madhubhadani Madhubhadashchashruti Hari Gita. One goes into that forest of Vrindavan, which is the highest part of Madhupuri. He can, well, Radharani is hearing these bees. It reminds her of Krishna. And these bees, as told by Rupa Goswami, their singing is so sweet and wonderful as they hover around on these flower buds that are transcendentally so aromatic. Their singing is higher than anything in the Vedas. One can go through the whole Vedas, but he won't find. So Rupa Goswami has come to reveal this. Ujjala Sam. So similarly, Sarup Damodar, intimately associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kaviraj Goswami says, without Sarup Damodar, if someone claims that they know something, they must have heard it from Sarup Damodar. But we also hear from Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami also, he's the friend of Sarup Damodar. We don't know what type of elevated conversations. We only hear a little bit. Ramananda Roy speaking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was asking him also, what is... So this mood of humility that one wants to ask and inquire, like... it is said Prickett Marge is just as elevated as Rupa Goswami. He's always asking the questions of Rupa Goswami. Tell us more, tell us more. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's hearing from Gadadhar Pandit. Prabhupada used to hear from his own disciples. So this is the katas. It's in 10 chapters of Gita. Tashanti cha, ramanti cha. One becomes satisfied, the devotees are. So it's obligatory, really, that we learn about these various rasas. We're getting a little glimpse here. But it says here, always to be meditated on. Rupa Goswami, in another verse, he says, the devotees here, and he's talking about Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma and all those great personalities, I'm sure Raghunath Das Goswami was there, others. These devotees that are presently here, due to their, somehow by their pious activities, Krita Punya Punya, they have developed a sense of wanting to hear about this rasa, this Madhuri ras. Of course, there's other rasas that Rupa Goswami has given, but especially he's giving that in his literature. It's so important. Therefore, it's Adya Eva Paro, is the Adi ras, the original ras, mellow. So Mahaprabhu is embodying that. Bhaktakaro, Bhaktido Bhaktivedya. In the Chaitanya Upanishad, it says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the form of a bhakta, bhakta bhave, the mood, bhaktakaro means the form, the body of a bhakta, and bhaktido, he gives bhakti. He's not just the form, but he's giving bhakti, giving it out. Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namo Gaura Krishnaya Namaha. And Bhaktakaro Bhakti Do Bhakti Devya. He can only be understood also by Bhakti. So when Mahaprabhu would come, we're going to hear about it in Vrindavan or any place, even with the Mayavadis. He gave that pure prema. So whether they achieved the highest prema immediately, all the Mayavadis, but they felt this sadhara, what is it, sadhara bhakti, this sadhara, general feeling of bhakti prema. And but those who are more intimate, they are initiated shiksha into prema, prema shiksha. He's initiating prema, diksham. He's initiating it, says, use the word. Kaviraj Goswami uses the word diksha. Prema. So those of us who are just reading, hearing, maybe the first time, or maybe in this life, first time, we want to develop this taste. Touch Shadadanam in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it says, those who have developed the taste. Shushosho Shadadana Savasadevakata Arachi. This is Vasudevakata. Although he's not, this Vasudevakata Arachi may be the beginning, because we're going to come to this form of Shama. Vasudeva is a form of Krishna. He's also in the heart. Shrimatam Sakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. So by hearing Bhagavatam, because Prabhupada said some rascals, they actually criticize Bhagavatam because there's not enough nectar in there. There's nothing about Radharani. So we hear someone, Prabhupada said they criticize the Bhagavatam. Can you imagine criticizing the Bhagavatam? But in any case, we do understand that Sukadeva Goswami, he did not want to present, he was in front of a wide audience of so many Ganis and types of sages, that he didn't present, but he gave Rasa dance. And how Krishna is chasing after Radharani, also is described there, Tatyaja. He gave up the association of the other gopis just to have this, because Tabirya Vinidya Rupataya, Brahmaji says that Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Patibhavi, even Brahmaji has knowledge of this. Even Bhishma Dev has some knowledge of this in his prayers. I want to think of that Krishna in the Rasa dance. Lalita Gati Vilasa Valgohasa. How the gopis became mad and they were imitating all the activities of Krishna. Lalita Gati Vilasa Valgohasa. Prakriti Magan Kripadan Mapudan. They became mad. So that even though Krishna was no longer there, they had no idea. Asukaya in the material world, they're after Maya Sukaya, Bharam Urdhato Vimudan. Prahlad Maharaj feels very bad. Naibod Vijay, I don't have Mahamrita Magna Chitta. I am absorbed in this Magna, absorbed Magna Chitta, in this rasa. He was absorbed in different rasa, not conjugal, but he's so absorbed, he said, Naibod Vijay, I don't have any kind of anxiety, but I'm feeling very bad for those who are Maya Sukaya Bharamodhahato, who are Vimudha, not just Mudha, but thousand times Prabhupada said Mudha. You are a human being, you're supposed to take up this Ujvala Rasa, Ujvala Ajjava, the Parolasa. But you got absorbed in building your big skyscraper building, you can fall out of it. Prabhupada said you created a very nice car, jet plane, but no petrol. It will sit there for millions of years. You won't be able to do anything with it. You have so many nice guns. You thought it's nice to make money. What happened? Oh, my parents were killed by some. But you created the gun company that killed your parents, killed your kids. The bombs that blew up your house. But this is my society. So Prahlad Maharaj, all our acharyas are feeling great pain. Don't think of anything else. Don't do dharma, adharma. Rajivada Krishna, Krishna, one can't jump to that place. Even Raghunath Das, when he came to Raghunath Puri, he was given to Gurudharma. He did not like he saw some of the things, but still, he didn't feel like he directly should approach Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told so many people, especially told that poet, Bhagavata Paragya Bhagavata Stani. He takes shelter of it. Because somebody could say, well, you're right here. He said, but you didn't take shelter, but you have to surrender. This is the qualification, like we're hearing in the songs of Narottam. He wants to take the dust and take birth again and again as the servant of Goswami. It's not even the Nikai Karuni. He wants to get them through them and maybe somehow come to this Yugala. Not the Yugala, but to grip the victory. Thank you.
they ask for that benediction. That
but he is a son still.
Yeah.
They see him when he's first born. Mm.
Right.
He's an associate of Mahaprabhu, but it's kind of like maybe I have a dirty consciousness. They always think like, oh, he didn't please Mahaprabhu. He did, but he was kind of a proud. But that's offensive, no? To think. How do I get rid of it? I cannot get rid of it.
Prabhupada was
every
very
time
careful.
I hear about Vallabha Bhatta, pops.
Like the whole thing comes to a head when they write that letter, they read that article in the BTG, Srimati Maharaji, and she showed it to her acharyas, and apparently she got books, but she didn't read that. I don't know what she read, but so she's the first one who saw that article someone took out. I mean, Prabhupada chastised the devotees that put in that article, which is, I mean, it's just basically Chaitanya Charita. So how can you get it? But I think he means don't do it anymore. Put that. So they wrote the letters. Yeah, of course. We don't accept their program. You know, but we give acknowledgement that he's a great acharya like that. And we sing some of the songs he wrote also. But we're not like, we also quote Tulsi Das. The Prabhupada said we don't accept his Ramayana, but we quote him here and there. Well, similarly, we can accept these pastimes. Even he came right to see Rupa Goswami and correct his book, right?
Yeah.
So Rupa Goswami was very humble with him. So, but as soon as he stepped a little out of line, not a little, he's saying that Sridhar Swami doesn't really have his commentary, not so great, mine is better than, boom, smack. And nobody would hear his commentary. Nobody, only Gadadhar Pandit. He forcefully read his commentary. And it is said that Gadadhar Pandit actually initiated it. I'm sure they don't accept that in Bhagavad Gita, but he said it. So, but Gadadhar Pandit was thinking, wow, nobody wants to hear this guy's commentary. Why am I hearing it? You know, but what can I do? He's here. He's chanting his whole commentary. Probably took days. And so Gadadhar Pandit was simply thinking, well, all of the associates of Chaitanya will get quite critical. And they're going to criticize me. Of course, once you're not critical. They're critical. Critical means they are super intelligent. And Mahaprabhu said he was like a prostitute. And after that, don't want to hear his commentary. So the Gadadhar Pandit said, but Mahaprabhu, he knows me very well. He'll know that I'm simply hearing it. It's not like I'm accepting completely his commentary. So we take Visharapyamritam Grahyam Amejam Apikamchanam. One takes nectar from poison. One takes gold from a dirty, filthy place. One takes a wife from a low family. So like that. We don't have to accept everything. Like now they're Sampradaya, they say he's Mahaprabhu. We don't accept that he's Mahaprabhu. He's not Mahaprabhu. We know who he is.
It's still existing.
Yeah, of course. But Prabhupada said, when they demanded to Prabhupada that you take out these passages from the Chaitanya Charita, Prabhupada said, oh, these are loving exchanges. Okay. Loving exchanges, and that's it. I am not going to edit Kaviraj Goswami's book from 500 years ago. You like it? You don't like it? But he was very, very cautious and very diplomatic when he wrote the letter to them. Prabhupada said, you can say so many things, but don't put it in print. Then what to speak of online? anything else? All right.
Hare Krishna.